Welcome to episode 2000 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I am honored you're here as you get ready to give yourself more peace, energy, and clarity. It's truly an honor to share the 2000th episode of this podcast with you. I remember when I completed the 500th episode, and I was in Sedona, Arizona at the time, and I thought maybe I would go to 1,000 and then stop. But here I am, 5.5 years into sharing daily meditation techniques with you as I celebrate the 2000th episode. Now, my celebration isn't quite as glamorous as it was back when I was in Sedona celebrating episode 500. That's because, like you, I am isolating due to the coronavirus. And that leads me to share with you this week's theme that's based on tactics on how to win a battle from the classic book, The Art of War by Sun Tzu. This is a book that provides insight in how to manage yourself in a battle. Your battle this week and the enemy for you is stress, anxiety, and uncertainty that can wreak havoc on how you manage yourself at any point during your life. But especially as you go through a pandemic, this week's set of daily meditation techniques are all customized to allow you to pinpoint where in your body you are experiencing stress and what is contributing to that stress, and applying the best tactics to help you relieve this fear, uncertainty, and anxiety. This week, I want to share with you a challenge, and that challenge is to give yourself some movement every day. I think there are two really important things we all should do every day, and that is to give yourself some stillness, as in meditation, and to give yourself some movement. So get physical as best as you can in perhaps a confined space. I've been working out to YouTube videos, and I have a weight set at my home, which I know is pretty fortunate because weights are sold out on store shelves and even on the internet. I have neighbors who are using all kinds of things around their home to creatively keep fit using weights, where someone will sit on a table and they'll lift the table and lift lamps that are pretty heavy above their heads as a way to keep their muscles toned and strong during the pandemic. You can even do some yoga postures and body weight exercises. So make sure that you do some kind of exercise as your challenge. Do it every day this week, because also exercise helps to reduce stress. This is a very important time to be doing as much as you can to keep yourself fit emotionally, mentally, and physically. With meditation, you're doing very well. Here you are listening to a meditation podcast, getting ready to be guided through a breathing technique that's going to help energize your body and your mind for extra mental clarity. Before I guide you into the breathing technique today, I want to share with you those wise words of wisdom I promised you from Sun Tzu and his book, The Art of War. He says, supreme excellence consists of breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. I'll say that again. Supreme excellence consists of breaking the enemy's resistance without fighting. So think about the resistance you may be feeling these days. You can probably think of many cases when someone came up to you and they were maybe really angry or upset in some way, and they may have been trying to provoke you to get some kind of reaction from you. And you may have reacted calmly, and you may have noticed that this may have completely disarmed the person. You likely noticed that they immediately softened or changed their tone. So you can do the same thing with yourself. The enemy being your stress, your fear, your anxiety, all those strong emotions that are circulating sometimes all at once regarding this pandemic. What is your resistance to some of the stronger emotions you are experiencing? And how can you break down that resistance? Are you fearful because you're wondering what your job is going to look like, or if you'll have a job, or maybe you already know you need a new job after the pandemic ends? You might find yourself putting up a lot of resistance in regard to your next steps. How are you adapting to this new normal and what comes next? I know this is the case for some people that are close to me, and they're focusing on retraining and making connections with potential jobs that they could start after the pandemic, and even taking courses online to receive training in some other field that offers more job opportunity than their previous job. Your situation is completely unique to you, but surely you can give yourself some movement and stillness each day to the best of your ability. So this breathing technique will help to energize you while at the same time calm your mind and body. It's called the energizing breath, and you will be inhaling through your nose, sharply drawing in a deep breath. And as you do so, you'll be engaging your body by tensing it, making fists, squeezing your face, closing your eyes, squeezing your hips, your thighs, your arms, your stomach, squeezing your whole body and tensing your body with vibration, really engaging your energy. And then you'll throw out your breath through your mouth and release all that tension, relaxing your whole body. This is a powerful technique, and what it does is it grabs onto every little remaining tension and anxiety. I do this breath 3 times each time I sit down to meditate, and then I'll do my other breathing techniques after I've done this breath. So this is a fantastic breath to prepare you for meditation, especially if you find that you're having a hard time to focus. This breath, as I mentioned, clears out all those remaining areas of tension. This is also a great breath to do when you find that you're having a hard time focusing when you are meditating and your mind is wandering, or anytime you're at work and you're having a hard time focusing. This is a great technique that can help release that tension, that resistance you may be holding on to. So as you get ready to meditate, I'll go ahead and guide you through this breathing technique once, and then you do it on your own a few more times afterwards, at least two more times after I guide you through it. Go ahead and do it, and then allow yourself to go into some of the other techniques you might do. So as you sit up straight and close your eyes, keep your eyes slightly elevated upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Relax your stomach, allowing it to soften. Relax your shoulders, your jaw. Very nice. Now take a sharp inhale through your nose, drawing your breath inward and upward, and at the same time squeezing your muscles. Make fists with your hands. Squeeze your feet, your calves, your knees, your thighs, your stomach. Squeeze your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your fists, your face. Squeeze, really tense your body. Feel your energy. This is your energy. Beautiful. Now exhale and sharply releasing your breath by throwing it out. Release also your muscles, feeling that tension slip away. Now notice the difference between the tension and now the relaxation. Remind yourself to feel the relaxation just as much as you feel the tension. Now go ahead and do this breathing technique a few more times, inhaling sharply through your nose, squeezing your body, holding that tension, and then exhaling sharply through your mouth, releasing your tension. The full guided meditations to this series, as well as now over 2,000 meditations, are on the Sip and Om meditation app. And I invite you to try the app for 2 weeks, absolutely free access to the full app. You are so worth slowing down for.